This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Competitive midterm races in Colorado for the U.S. Senate and Congressional District 8 will help decide which party controls the two chambers of Congress. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports that national trends are having a bigger impact on local races this election.
You know, it's just how nationalized all these congressional races have gotten because, you know, in the past, people were always like, you know, I might not like the way the party is acting, but I like my person, right? You're not really hearing that there. Now they're saying we want control of whichever chamber. And you're hearing this from Republicans and Democrats.
CPR's Caitlin Kim. Home prices in Colorado Springs continue to cool amid persistent inflation and rising mortgage rates. CPR's Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce reports.
The median home price in the state's second largest real estate market was $465,000 in October. That's down $30,000 from summertime record highs. But Ann Kidd with the Pikes Peak Association of Realtors says that still doesn't mean it's a buyer's market.
We were in this crazy market, and now we've kind of come back to a balanced place right now.
Homes are sitting, waiting to be sold for a month on average. That's triple the amount of time since the summer. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Winds on Saturday caused power outages across the metro area. Xcel Energy said up to 5,000 residents lost power in Aurora and the Highlands, but outages were resolved within 2 hours. A second outage in Boulder later knocked out power more than 3,000 residents. One of Colorado's premier mountain passes is closed for the season. Highway 82 connects Aspen and Leadville. Travelers must now...